This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and it is certainly a pleasure to join you, whether you're in your home, your office, your car, you're running errands this weekend, wherever you may be. We want you to just take a moment and share some time with us as we give you timely and relevant actionable items to help you with your walk of life as you start to form that new beginnings. And then right now, let's go to Joe McKenzie. Here is our career expert on our show. And Joe, welcome back to New Beginnings.
Thank you, Freddie. How are you today?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us. And you have a company entitled Ripple Connects. Where does the name Ripple Connects come from?
Ripple Connects comes from the Ripple Effect networking model that I designed about 10 years ago, that I developed that tool to work with the laid off Ford workers at the Highland Park plant. My mentor wanted me to develop a tool to help people understand the power of networking and how do they engage with them. So I developed a tool and some techniques to do that. And that's how Ripple Connects was born. I was proud to incorporate 5 years ago and not looking back.
5 years ago, man, that time has really flown by. So if our listeners would like to get more information about Joe McKenzie, about Ripple Connects, how you transform candidates into contenders, how can they do that?
The easiest two ways are visit my website, and that's rippleconnects.com. You'll see part of my curriculum as well as some of the testimonials of how I've helped people in career transition, a little bit of my background, or they can call me directly at 763-438-1621. I'll be glad to be a resource to the New Beginnings listener today.
And I'll tell our listeners that Joe McKenzie is one of the most approachable experts in career that I know, and just in general, just a really down-to-earth person who really connects with everyone where you are. You're very, very welcome. Let's talk about overcoming setbacks in a job search. And I know no one ever has had a setback when it comes to a job search, but
never
happens. I'm just wondering, though, you know, if it should ever happen, I'm guessing that in your 5-year career is focusing on this aspect, that there might be some common setback points that a job seeker might encounter in today's job market. Can you outline some of those?
And I hear about those setbacks. I'm there for them during those setbacks. A setback may be as simple as thinking you've had the greatest interview you've ever had, and then you don't hear from them for several weeks, and then to find out that they hired somebody. That is a setback because you thought you had it. You thought you nailed it. And that can be tough to come back from because you felt you had it. But in today's age, you don't always get prompt feedback. You don't know if they hire someone internally. You may have been the best outside candidate, but they may have hired somebody. Setbacks can be as simple as someone not returning your call that you thought was going to be able to help you. Or someone gave you some bad information, and all of a sudden you've gone down a path and you just saw you wasted several weeks. There's countless amount of setbacks. And yes, Freddie, they happen to all of us. And the main thing is, how do you overcome them? That they're setbacks, and everybody's had different looking one setbacks, but how do you come back from them is the critical piece.
Well, are the setbacks that we are encountering in 2018, 2017 even, are they different than what mom and dad used to encounter, or even our brothers and sisters who've gone on before us?
You know, I think they're similar but different because of the technology. Today, we have the ability to see so much more information than we could 20 years ago because of the internet. We see the jobs out there versus trying to find the jobs that were out there. That makes it a little more painful. You might even know who's got the job that you interviewed for. It's possible. They just look differently. I just think the speed of information and the ability to figure out what's going on quicker probably amplifies that setback a little bit more than if you hadn't heard anything from years ago.
Interesting. You know, there's a good friend of mine. He's an author, speaker, lecturer. His name is Willie Jolly. And he says a setback is a setup for a comeback.
Yes, he does.
So how does someone begin that comeback when you're in the job search? Using that example that you just gave just a minute or so ago, when they've hired somebody else and didn't even give you the courtesy of a phone call or an email or a text message that said somebody else has been selected.
The toughest thing is to not take it personally. I know it's easier said than done. I've been there. I've lost jobs that I thought I was qualified for and would have done a great job for, but you cannot take them personally. There's so many things in play behind the scenes that we never know. We just don't know why they made that decision. It may not even been us, Freddie. So for us to take it personally and to lose a week or two of job search is not productive and it's not healthy. So first and foremost, don't take anything personally. We don't know exactly what's going on behind the scenes, do we now?
We don't. But I can hear that. I can hear that listener now going, wait a minute, Joe McKenzie, Freddie Bell, it happened to me. How can I not take it personally?
Don't let it consume you to the point where you spend days and days and days. You need to get back. You have to overcome that. And we talked about it a couple weeks ago. If you have a setback, let's go for some small victories to get us back on the right path. But if we allow 2 weeks of it taken personally, then it's not a good use of our time. So I get it. I've been disappointed. Believe me, I've been disappointed before. I've been in career transition. In fact, 3 times in 5 years I was, because of 3 organizations and mergers outside of my control. But you learn how to understand that there's decisions that are made that really it wasn't because of us. It was because of something else or someone else. And that's why you almost separate yourself from that. And that's how you do it. You don't get your hopes up until you land that job, but you have to somehow detach from the personal nature of it so it doesn't affect your job search.
Interesting. Everybody, this is Joe McKenzie, our career expert, and he's talking about overcoming setbacks in the job search. So as we look at this whole topic this week, Joe, we've talked about the setbacks and setups for a comeback, but what are some things that we can do right now? Someone's listening right now and he says, look, I just fell flat on my face. What can somebody do that has gone through it? What can they do now to move forward through this seeming setback?
The first thing I would do actionable wise would be maybe reflect on if you would have done something different. Don't get too caught up in it, but do reflect on maybe something you could have done different. Maybe relook at the opportunity to make sure that you highlighted your transferable skills and brought the most relevant of those as well as your accomplishments forward. So spend time reflecting. Talk to someone else that may have gone through something like that. Talking to someone else is very healing. So it may be where that setup for to come back, it may be where you reward yourself with a coffee meeting with a friend that's going to understand and is going to be honest with you. That is actionable in my book. And then you start looking at productive ways to mobilize your network in other places, to start looking at other organizations. Maybe it's something, Freddie, you may have lost a job in a field that is growing. Look at their competitor. Look at, you might be in the right space, but not the right place. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of taking it personally, start looking, okay, I didn't get it here, but there obviously was a need for my skills. Let's look at a competitor or someone that's like them that needs my skills. That is setting yourself up for a comeback from this setback when you start thinking critically like that.
Interesting. So final thoughts as we put a bow on it this weekend, Joe, what are some key points to remember?
Setbacks are going to happen, and it's how we overcome them that is the real critical part here. And detach, Don't take them personally. If you and reward yourself, be able to talk to someone, reflect, but also think critically about where that organization was going. And maybe there's going to be a company similar to that company that you have those skills for. So think critically, recalibrate quickly, and know that setbacks are a part of the game.
All right, Joe, you do some great work at Ripple Connects.
We do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And no setbacks here. We're setting up for a comeback in just a few seconds.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Hi, Matt McNeil. The Blue State Ball is Saturday night at the Blaisdell in Minneapolis. Make sure you join us. Tom Hartman, Norman Goldman, Mike McEntee, myself are going to be there. Representative Tim Walz, Rebecca Otto, both running for the DFL nomination for governor. AG Lori Swanson will be there. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry, plus other special political guests. Tickets are available at the door, VIP and general admission. Make sure you join us. It's the Blue State Ball Saturday night in Minneapolis at the Blaisdell with AM 950 Radio.
Hey, it's Mike McEntee, and I have a show on AM 950 Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 o'clock. It's a free-form hour of news, interviews, and your phone calls. We don't do 10-second sound bites and yelling and screaming about issues. That may make for great entertainment, but it really doesn't help to solve the real problems we face. We try to get the whole story and have an intelligent discussion. We also occasionally have a little fun. Listen in from 4 to 5 o'clock on AM 950 Radio.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, appointed listening each and every weekend. And you can always reach us right here on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to reach me directly, you can simply drop an email, freddie@freddiebell.com. And I'd love to hear from you. The phrase, there's no free lunch, certainly applies to Medicare. And while the federal program pays the lion's shares of Medicare cost or medical costs, I should say, beneficiaries can still spend thousands of dollars every year on things like premiums, deductibles, copays, and out-of-pocket expenses, just to name a few. But the Affordable Care Act expanded access to free preventative care, and that includes some important Medicare services. I've got a list of some of the examinations and screenings that Medicare recipients now can get for free. So I hope you have your pencil and pen ready, because here we go. The first one is a Welcome to Medicare Preventative List. Now, this is available only in the first 12 months you're on Part B of Medicare. It includes a free review of your medical history, certain screenings and shots, measurements of vital signs, a simple vision test, review of potential risk for depression, an offer to discuss advanced directives, and a written plan outlining which screenings, shots, and other preventative services that you need. The visit is covered just one time. There's also an annual wellness visit. You're eligible for this free exam if you've had Medicare Part B for longer than a year. The physician will review your medical history, update your list of providers and medications, measure your height, weight, and blood pressure, and other vital signs, and provide you with personal health care advice and treatment options. Now, while this visit is free, the doctor just might order other tests or procedures for which you might have to pay a deductible or maybe even a copay. How about mammograms? An annual screening mammogram is also free. If you require a diagnostic mammogram, you'll pay a 20% copay and the Part B deductible will apply. Fellas, ladies, colonoscopies. Yes, I said it. A screening colonoscopy once every 24 months is free if you're at a high risk of colorectal cancer. Now, if you're not, Medicare covers this test once every 10 years. Diabetes screening. You're eligible for two free screenings every year if you've had a history of high blood pressure, abnormal cholesterol levels, if you're overweight, or if you've had a history of high blood sugars. Also, another free screening is prostate. An annual PSA test is free. A digital rectal exam will cost you 20% of the Medicare approved amount plus the doctor's services related to the exam. The Part B deductible also applies. How about vaccines? We're coming through the flu season. Annual flu shots, vaccines to prevent things like pneumonia, and shots for hepatitis B are also covered free of charge. What about your heart? What about cardiovascular disease? As a Medicare recipient, you can also get a free yearly exam with your primary care provider to help you to lower your risk of cardiovascular disease. And what about depression screening? Every 12 months, you can get a free screening if it's conducted by your primary care center, where follow-up and referrals are available. Copays may apply for the follow-up care. Just wanted to give you the 10 things that are free or almost free under Medicare, under the Medicare services that are provided. I'm Freddie Bell. This is Appointed Listening every weekend right here on your favorite radio station. Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare and the new Medicare cards that are on the way. To fight fraud, the government is removing personal information from your ID card. Congress has come up with a way to make it harder for Medicare scammers to steal your ID and to rip you off. The solution? It's a new Medicare card that doesn't include your Social Security number, your gender, or your signature. The new cards start going into effect on April 1st, 2018. Each of these cards will feature a computer-generated Medicare beneficiary identifier assigned just to you. The MBI is made up of 11 numbers and letters and will be used for billing to verify eligibility for services and to check the status of a claim. Now, these changes will make it considerably harder for criminals to steal your identity. According to the Justice Department, the number of identity theft cases for people 65 or older hit 2.6 million in 2014. But true to their nature, these scammers are already using the moment to target the 58 million people who will be getting new cards in 2018. The Federal Trade Commission reports that ripoff artists are now calling beneficiaries pretending to be from Medicare. Maybe you've gotten one of those calls. If you have, call me at 888-639-9738. Here are some of the common pitches. Number one, you're asked for your Social Security number and bank information so you can get the new card. Okay, we've heard about this before. Hang up. Medicare never calls you and will never ask for such information. Number two, you're asked to pay for your new card. Hang up. The new card is absolutely free. And the third thing that these scammers will do concerning the new Medicare cards is that you're told that you'll lose your Medicare benefits if you don't give them money and personal information right then. Hang up the phone. The free card will be sent to you automatically. Your benefits will remain the same. Mailing cards to so many people is a big job, so it'll take some time, but don't worry. If you get your card before or after your spouse, or if your friends or colleagues get theirs first, know that yours is on the way. Medicare members have until December 31st, 2019 to begin using the new ID. Both the new card and your current card will still be valid until then. We just want to give you some ideas on how to protect yourself against these new Medicare card scammers. So now that you are aware of the new Medicare card coming in April, what about Medicare? What about what it will cover? What about what it won't cover? Here's how to plan for your other health costs. It's really not unusual for people on Medicare to spend more than $5,000 a year of their own money to cover ongoing health care and insurance costs. And then there are the needs outside of Medicare's purview. Here's some additional costs that you might face and how to cover them. What about hearing aids? Medicare covers ear-related medical conditions, but original Medicare and Medigap plans don't pay for routine tests or aids. Here's the solution. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, check your policy to see if it covers hearing-related needs. Now, if it doesn't, or if you are in an original Medicare plan, consider buying insurance or a membership in a discount plan that helps to cover the cost of hearing aids. Also, some programs help people with lower incomes to get needed hearing support, or you can pay as you go. Congress recently passed legislation allowing some hearing aids to be sold without a prescription. The devices could be available in a few years. Let's move on to dental work. We're sharing some ideas on what Medicare may not cover and how you might be able to handle those health costs. The original Medicare plan doesn't cover dental care, such as routine checkups or the big ticket items, such as dentures or root canals. Ouch. Nor do Medigap policies. Here's a solution. Some Medicare Advantage plans offer dental coverage, but if yours doesn't, or if you opt for original Medicare coverage, consider buying an individual dental insurance plan or a dental discount plan. So we've talked about hearing aids. We've talked about dental coverage. What about eyewear, opticians, and eye exams? Now, Medicare does cover ophthalmology and those expenses, such as cataract surgery, but it doesn't cover routine eye exams, glasses, or contact lenses, nor does Medigap plans. What's the solution, Freddie Bell? Well, for some people, it makes sense to buy a vision insurance policy for a few hundred dollars a year to defray the cost of glasses or contact lenses. There are a lot of people in our audience who travel overseas and do quite a bit of traveling in general. And so what about those plans that cover you when you're overseas. Well, the original Medicare and most Advantage plans virtually offer no coverage for medical costs if they happen outside of the United States. A solution is to use some Medigap policies because they will cover certain overseas medical costs. If you travel frequently, you might want a policy that offers this. In addition, some travel insurance policies provide basic health coverage. All you have to do is check the fine print. And then finally, consider Medevac insurance for your far-flung adventures. It's a low-cost policy that will transport you into a nearby medical facility or back home in case of an emergency. So we've looked at hearing aids, we've looked at dental work, eye care, what happens if you happen to travel overseas. Well, what about podiatry and cosmetic surgery? Medicare doesn't generally cover routine medical care for your feet, such as callus removal, nor does it cover elective cosmetic surgery, such as facelifts or tummy tucks. Here's a solution. If you face these costs, you might want to set up a separate savings program to cover those. And then finally, nursing home care. Medicare pays for limited stays in rehabilitation facilities. For example, if you have a hip replacement or need inpatient physical therapy for a week. But if you were to become so frail or sick that you have to move to an assisted living facility or nursing home, Medicare does not cover your custodial care. Nursing homes average about $90,000 a year. Is there a solution? We think so. Planning for nursing home care is a big issue with lots of choices and decisions. But for those with limited income and savings, Medicaid might be the place where you want to turn. This is Freddie Bell. You're listening to New Beginnings, and we have more coming up right now.
Spur your imagination at Stages Theater Company with the steampunk dance-inspired musical, The Nightingale. You will be charmed by the reimagining of Hans Christian Andersen's classic fairy tale as a whirlwind of mayhem when a watchmaker's mechanical bird creates a frenzy in the Mayor's Festival of Progress. A delightfully contagious tune turns into a comical clatter as they yearn for the original Nightingale's songs of natural beauty. Enjoy the journey as the town learns to find balance between technological progress and the healing music of the real Nightingale. This world premiere musical is told through original music and is the sixth collaboration with Escalate Dance. It features ballet, tap, jazz, contemporary, and folk-centric dancing and choreography. The Nightingale runs March 9th to the 25th and will be loved by all ages. For ticket information, visit stagestheater.org.
With your AM950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today will be partly cloudy with a high near 36. Tonight, a 50% chance of snow with lows around 28. Sunday, a chance of rain before 1 p.m. with highs around 38. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with lows around 21. Monday, high of 37 and a low of 19. EatLocalMinnesota.com's restaurant of the week is Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club, one of the most beautiful destination fine dining restaurants in the Twin Cities. Offering a unique and contemporary spin on continental cuisine, Crooner's is located at 6161 Highway 65 Northeast in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You are listening to New Beginnings, and I'm Freddie Bell. So happy that you're with us this weekend. And let's turn our attention now to the MPHA over at the Cory McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, where we find the center coordinator, Kitty Harris. Good afternoon, Kitty.
Good afternoon, Freddie.
And there's a lot going on at MPHA and specifically the Cory McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. Bring us up to date on what's happened so far for the first couple of months of the year.
Well, we have hit the ground running for 2018, as we always do over at Cory McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, just continuing our community partnerships and collaborations. We are in a new partnership with Insight News, and we have, you know, at the beginning of the year, everybody does these healthy challenges, and they make these resolutions to lose weight, and so Insight News is partnering with our Cory McCorvey YMCA, and there's people banging the doors down every morning at 6 a.m., and they work out from 6 to 7 in this fitness challenge so that, you know, we can have more healthy individuals in North Minneapolis. So that has been a great, vibrant way to start our year out, to allowing people to continue to meet their health and wellness goals.
That's incredible. So in meeting those goals, what types of activities have been taking place, and what does that new relationship look like with Insight?
It allows for us to get the word out to people who, again, as we turn 6 years old this month, have not had an opportunity to visit the center. And they get to come and participate in line dancing classes, spin classes, yoga. Really doing that approach of a healthy mind, body, and soul. So it's just re-energized not only our existing memberships, but allowing those new relationships to form.
Wow. So with the weather and so forth, has that hampered any of the activities at the Health and Wellness Center so far this year?
No, you'd be surprised to know that one thing that will never stop is bingo. When we had our big snowstorm a couple of weeks ago, it fell on a Monday, which is our day when we have our free community bingo. And all the calls I got that day were, are you still having bingo? And so I was just so in awe that community members would take the bus from as far back as Weber Parkway just to come down here and be a part of bingo. And I think it really speaks to the social interaction that you can get when you come here, that someone would get on the bus and come down here in numbers, just for the opportunity to win. That, you know, bingo is not something that you're guaranteed to win. It's just an opportunity that maybe you might. But on that day, having over 30 individuals there just showed me the dedication that our old adults have to continuing to have that social connectedness and being a part of community.
That's really great. We're talking with Kitty Harris. She is the center coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center right there in Minneapolis. Other activities going on so far this month that as we close out February?
Well, one of the things that we were so excited that we were able to continue was that our partnership with 10,000 Things. And so they were here and they did their rendition of Park and Lake again for free. For this community, and we had such a huge turnout. We had almost 100 attendees that day. So we're just excited as we move forward in 2018 to continue to collaborate and provide these social activities and these healthy events to continue to strengthen our relationship with North Minneapolis.
Wow. So if our listeners are looking for more information about the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, how would you direct them?
They can give us a call at 612-344-2221, or they can visit us at www.heritageparkcampus.org.
All right, and New Beginnings continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
This is Freddie Bell. We've got a couple of really interesting things, I believe, to share with you concerning your money. This is part one of two that we're doing this week. One talks about your assets and whether or not you're married and how you can protect them. And also we talk about accidental tax fraud. So let's talk first about being married and your assets and how that all works together. People who are not necessarily rich or famous typically don't have prenuptial agreements, which are legal documents that really outline what happens in the event of a divorce. Even ordinary folks without prenups, though, should think twice about how to protect their money if something does, in fact, go wrong. Planning for divorce might sound cynical, but it's also smart. Marital breakups aren't the only concern. Creditors can come after joint accounts and property if a spouse has unpaid debts or gets sued. Estate planning can also be easier when at least some assets are kept as separate property. You might trust your spouse to do the right thing by the children after you're gone, for example, but can you trust your spouse's next spouse? Separate property can allow you to better control who inherits after your death. Separate property, by the way, is the legal term for assets such as cash, investments, and real estate that you owned before you were married. It also applies to any gifts or inheritance you received during the marriage. But there are plenty of ways that separate property can become marital property if you aren't careful. Depositing an inheritance in a joint account can do just that. So can using money from a joint account to pay taxes on separately owned investments or property. Some state laws vary, so it could be worth consulting an experienced attorney or a financial planner to find out the rules that apply in your area. Some couples keep all their accounts separate, but many prefer the convenience of joint accounts for joint expenses. If you decide to share accounts, open new ones together rather than adding a partner to existing accounts. If you've already commingled funds, open new accounts in your name alone if you receive a gift or an inheritance. Use separate accounts to pay expenses for any property that's solely in your name. Also, it's important to be careful with real estate. Another way that separate property could potentially turn into marital property is using joint funds to pay the mortgage and maintain the building or remodel. It's also good to keep good records. Ideally, you want to know what your assets are worth the day that you marry. Bank, brokerage, and retirement account statements from the previous month or the previous quarter can help establish their value. If you own a business or other hard-to-value property, consider getting it appraised before the wedding. Hang on to copies of wills or trusts that show an inheritance along with account statements showing the deposits. Now, if you receive a gift, keep a copy of the check or ask for a letter from the giver documenting that value. And also consider a postnup. Yes, a postnuptial agreement is similar to a prenup but created after the couple gets married. Postnups can be especially helpful when couples want to divide things up differently, either in a divorce or in their estate plans, than their state laws would otherwise dictate. A written agreement is much better than quote-unquote an understanding or verbal promises about who owns what. What happens in divorce is a scarcity mentality sets in, according to the experts. People start going for every dime they can get because there's not enough, they think, to go around. Just some ideas to help you to protect your assets in the unlikely event, and I'm going to say unlikely, that the two of you become separated. New Beginnings continues right now.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and it's really exciting that you're with us as we go into the second week of March. We're glad that you're taking this time to share with people like Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Welcome back, Kelly.
So good to be here, Freddie. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. We're talking about the aspects of resolution, and which topic are we looking at this week?
Celebrate.
Oh, I love a celebration.
Absolutely, as do I.
And so how do we look at it this week?
Well, you know, I don't know if this is true for you, but oftentimes, and when I talk to people, I would say that they feel this way too, but oftentimes resolutions really feel like work, don't they?
They do. It's almost like a have to.
It's almost like a have to, and it's almost like a chore. That's why we talked at the very beginning of the series about just getting rid of that idea of resolution. But for purposes of presenting this series, that's the word we are using to give some parameters. But if we can cloak resolutions in celebration, it just takes on a whole different meaning. And celebration is really so important. And by celebration, I mean enjoyment, I mean gratitude, taking pleasure. Because if this journey cannot be pleasurable and enjoyable at times, what are we doing it for? And so if anybody has come up with a resolution that is only work and it's only negative and it's only just causing difficulties and struggles and challenges, you might want to take a look at it and see if you need to tweak that resolution. Because really, you know, we've all heard the saying, you know, it's not the destination, it's the journey. And so there's got to be gratitude and pleasure and enjoyment and celebration on the path of getting there. Now, That doesn't mean we wait for circumstances to align and be perfectly in order for us to celebrate. We can make the choice to celebrate and give thanks right now. We can make that choice regardless of what circumstances are telling us. We can even be grateful if we do find ourselves in a struggle that we find challenging. We can practice gratitude for all kinds of things. And it's interesting because they've actually done scientific studies. The HeartMath Institute, if you are familiar with them, has done studies using the practice of gratitude where they've taken high-stressed individuals and done heart maps readouts of these highly stressed individuals facing real challenges, and then they put them through a practice of gratitude of just focusing on things that they enjoy, things that they are grateful for. And it's interesting how quickly their heart readout changes, that they go from very, very rigid, chaotic, jagged lines. And very soon after they start focusing their attention on appreciation and gratitude, the heart readout, the lines become smooth, they become rhythmic, they become rounded out, they look like soft flowing waves. And so these things, these are choices that we can make at any point in the process. So never underestimate the power of gratitude and celebration.
Well, I love to celebrate. And how can we celebrate with you by contacting you?
Oh, I would love to celebrate with you. 952-222-3975. Or westmetrohypnosis.com.
And you're listening to New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
Quantum physics and psychology are proven conclusively that you get what you expect. If you expect something different will happen.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious.
The word courage comes from the Latin root word for heart. That's today's point of focus, having a courageous heart. You can be courageous when you boldly break through fear, refusing to be stymied by it for more than a moment. We all have all the right stuff to make whatever changes or decisions are necessary. You have the courage to climb any mountain, however insurmountable it may appear. Don't be dismayed by life setbacks or derailed by doubt. Simply rely on the tools that you have to steady your mind and fuel that courageous heart of yours. Right now, step out with daring and take clear action. Be a courageous conqueror, and victory is already yours. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis is a locally owned and operated restaurant offering traditional Cuban food. Open for breakfast and lunch daily with dinner Tuesday through Saturday. For night shift workers, Victor's even has both a morning and evening happy hour, and Victor's now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try some delicious, authentic Cuban cuisine like ropa vieja and seafood paella. Make your reservation and learn more at victors1959cafe.com. Victor's 1959 Cafe, revolutionary Cuban cooking.
Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens is the first green cemetery in Minnesota. It's a beautiful, peaceful place where burials are celebrations of life with as little impact on the environment as possible. Tony Weber founded it because he wants to leave a green legacy for his grandchildren, something many of us might feel. Learn more. Visit the website mngreengraves.com. Give them a call. The goal is so meaningful, so positive, it might be right for you. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Early in the 1930s, Charles Fillmore contacted George Antetree West, the minister in New York, and said, "Don't you think holding the Unity services in the ballroom of the Waldorf Astoria is a little bit over the top, perhaps a little bit too extravagant?" And Ms. West said, "Why, Mr. Fillmore, you're the one who taught me about prosperity." As a result, that center became extremely prosperous, as did Ms. West, and she became a business consultant for many business leaders in New York City, consulting them upon the spiritual principles of prosperity. In appreciation, one family, the Corning Glass family, had an estate in upstate New York, and they gave her a home on that estate for her personal use the rest of her life whenever she needed a retreat from the big city. They also blessed her and the church abundantly, and in a few years she was personally a millionaire, and the Unity Center was on very fine, secure financial footing. So she wrote this introduction to our Lenten study. Lent is an annual Christian tradition of fasting, prayer, and penitence, not a word that we hear often, that has been observed in various forms since the first century. In Charles Fillmore's book, Keep a True Lent, we will explore Unity's understanding of the practice of fasting, prayer, and penitence. Then in her own words, she gave this statement, "When we withdraw our attention, interest, and support from the false and unworthy, that is true fasting. When we give that same attention, interest, and support to the enduring good, we are feasting on the things of spirit, and this is true prayer." But what about the old word, penitence? She described it as a strong feeling of regret over past behavior that leads us to a willingness to change, to repent, to try the new, to give up old ways and live in greater integrity with spiritual principles as we come to understand them through prayer and meditation. Now, a long time ago, I promised you some different music from different decades. And there was a little song published back in 1915, a wonderful year that brought us both my mother and our dear Loretta. That song from more than a century ago. Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. While you've a match to light your fire, smile, boys, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. So this morning I thought, what in the
You're too kind. Save that for Jeff. I thought, well, what is in my kit bag? Or in a more contemporary way, my computer bag. What might I find? Well, there are quite a few things in here. Someone gave this to me a long time ago. A bell. That might get my attention. Sherlock Holmes has been here. That might be good for self-inspection. Ah, remember what these are? We don't use them quite as much anymore. An eraser. That might be good for self-modification. And finally, a candle. A candle. To recognize the inner light, the inner consciousness, the presence of Christ within that always guides. So if we're going to pack our bags for this journey of Lent, it's important. What are the essential things that we need? What do we need in our spiritual toolkit to get us through this time, this journey of self-discovery? Well, let's make it simple with these images. Focusing our attention is the starting point of any do-it-yourself project. A religious tradition such as Lent is intended to focus our attention, to focus us, to behold what in our life needs healing, needs revealing, needs greater understanding. Well, that leads us to this threatening device with which we can look more closely, see what's going on. A little time of self-respect or self-inspection, or if you prefer, self-reflection. It requires humility, or the realization, as I mentioned from Dr. Steiner, I am not all I will one day be. It's very interesting that in our practice of Lent in the Christian tradition, what does it begin with? Those of you that grew up in a traditional church know that it begins with confession. Confession before the community. A confession. I learned it in Kansas City when, in addition to my unity experience and my being raised in the Baptist church, I went to the Catholic cathedral. And in the process of Lent, we would kneel and confess before one another that, I'm going to put it in my words, contemporary words, I'm not all I will one day be. I have made mistakes. I am willing to admit that I don't know it all, that there's room for improvement. I'm teachable. I'm open. I'm open to looking at new ways of being, of loving my neighbor, of knowing God, the infinite eternal presence, in a deeper way, in my life, in my community, in my world. Some of us shudder when we hear the old words. We confess that we have sinned against you, God and one another, sinned in thought and word and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.